Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is March the 12th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Judges, chapters 1 to 3. Lead the charge against the enemy by praising God. We read in Judges, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 like this. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, "Who shall be first to go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them?" And the Lord said, "Judah shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand." The book of Judges begins with the death of Joshua, who was undoubtedly a great leader after Moses, the man of God, and was used mightily by God to lead the Israelites into the promised land through great manifestations of God's power. We read amazing miracles like the parting of the Jordan River, the destruction of the walls of Jericho without human interference, and even the stopping of the rotation of the earth upon its axis for one whole day, about which the Bible declares in Joshua chapter 10 verse 14 like this, "And there has been no day like that before it or after it that the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel." Such a mighty man as Joshua, however, failed in one crucial area before he died, that is grooming and naming a successor to take over from him as the leader of the Israelites. He should have learned that from his mentor Moses, who had installed him in the leadership before he died. Succession planning is a very important area for any leader to focus on. That will enable the next person to carry out and implement the vision, mission, and goals that have been formulated so far. Joshua had not carried forward his mission through another leader after his death. So after the death of Joshua, the Israelites asked God, "Who will lead the charge against the Canaanites who stood in their way to take possession and control over their inheritance?" It is interesting to note that God wanted the tribe of Judah to lead among the tribes in waging a war against the Canaanites in the south. The selection of the tribe of Judah corresponds with the divine preeminence of Judah in Jacob's patriarchal blessing that we read in Genesis chapter 49 verse 8 like this, "Judah, you are he whom your brothers shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies." We can also note the benediction of Moses upon Judah that we read in Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 7. "And this he said of Judah, Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and may you be a help against his enemies." As a spiritual application to our lives, the meaning of the word Judah means praise or to praise. As we read in Genesis chapter 29 verse 35 about Leah, "And she conceived again and bore a son and said, Now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah." What God is speaking to us through this instruction is that we should always lead the charge against our enemy Satan by praising God. As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 57 like this, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We again read in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15 like this, "Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." When we praise God based upon his divine promises given to us in his word and not our circumstances, God gets the glory through our situation, and he will quickly rush to our aid to deliver us from our predicament. Can we truly praise God today? As we read in Psalms 50 verse 23 like this, "Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will shew the salvation of God."